This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Really feels like summer is officially kicking off. We're just a few days in, and the Summer Arts Festival coming this Friday through Sunday at the Umpqua Valley Arts Center on West Harvard Avenue in Roseburg. Getting ready for it amongst the other staff and volunteers. Ashley Kluver joins us live from the Arts Center. Thanks for coming on this afternoon.
Thank you, Kyle. Thanks for having us.
Well, I know every time I've driven by in the past couple days, it seems like something's changed. The shade cloth came out on Sunday at one point. The fence has gone up, and I'm sure since I went by last night, a lot more has changed out there because you're right at the 48-hour mark right now.
Absolutely. This is kind of that pivotal moment where a lot of things start happening pretty quickly. You know, in years past, it gets spaced out differently. And this year, it's all been happening in just the last week. As you said, the shade costs have gone up, which is always a really exciting and tough job, but we always get it done. And I got a shout out because you mentioned the fencing. I got a shout out one of our major sponsors, Quality Fence Company. They were gracious enough to provide a very steep discount for the festival to give us better security and fencing around the event, something that looks a little bit cleaner than what we've used in years past. And we are very, very grateful for the fact that not only did they give us that discount, but a crew came and set it up, which made us, our small but mighty team, be able to focus on other things in preparation for the big day.
Now,
we're getting there.
You know, that's interesting that you mentioned that. I thought it looked different, and it didn't dawn on me until you said that, yeah, this is like an actual fence, and obviously assembled by people who know how to assemble fences, and not by people who don't normally do that.
Yes, and then we did not have to pound a single fence post in, which, you know, in the hot weather that we've been having, it would have been a lot of tough work. So we're very, very grateful for that sponsor and what they provided for us in terms of the fencing and getting all that done. And now, like you said, the 48-hour mark, we're just getting the little details done and getting ready to welcome volunteers, artists, food vendors, and then visitors as well to the grounds.
How many vendors do you have this year?
We have roughly around 106 or 7 or so. They are across 15-plus different categories, ranging in all sorts of different styles. We've got jewelry makers that are they range from silversmithing to electroform jewelry and different types of beautiful, beautiful accessories that are just breathtaking. And then we've also got a good number of ceramicists this year. We have a few more than we had in the last year or two, and I'm personally very excited about that as somebody who loves ceramics. Some good woodworking artists, some more metalworking artists. There's a really good array of diversity amongst each category, let alone all categories in general. So it's a pretty balanced festival.
And I imagine some of these people are local, but some come from quite a ways away.
Yes, we usually get artists who are more regionally focused because it's a little easier to travel from, say, Idaho versus New York. But we, I believe, have a couple of artists that are even outside, just barely outside, but outside the Pacific Northwest even. A lot of people find our event online and they apply to it because they do the festival circuit. And we're always really excited when we see some new faces.
All right. So talk about some of the things people are going to see when they come out Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
So beyond the 100 artists, we have some really cool changes with our youth zone. If anybody is familiar with the Chalk the Walk that the Optimist Club provides every year as a fun activity for the kids, that is coming back again this year. We're always glad to have them, but it is bigger and better than ever. The Chalk Walk is actually going to start in some parking spots near the east end of our building, and young artists will be able to create a chalk walk path that will lead from the east end of the building to where our youth zone will be located this year. We have moved the location to be able to provide some bigger and better hands-on activities for the kids there. But we're super excited to see what everybody's going to create in the chalk walk and be able to just create a beautiful, beautiful artistic path that way. And in the youth zone, we are actually going to have that located in Imagination Station. So if anybody who is familiar with the grounds, you'll know where that is. Anybody not familiar, If you're driving through, getting ready to come to Festival, we have our Clay Place building with the big chimney stack, if you've ever seen it. That's where Imagination Station will be. So once you've, you know, come in and paid your entry fee and kind of ventured around the festival, you can stop off there and do a really fun activity. We have a butt making going on, and we'll also have a create your own prayer flag activity for the kids.
Wow. And so that really makes the festival a family-friendly event, not just for adults, but something for younger folks as well.
Absolutely. The festival is a real huge reflection of our mission of providing arts participation, education, and appreciation to the community, like these opportunities to do all of those things. And that includes all ages as well, not just adults. And so making sure that we have a really fun and active youth zone is always our goal for Festival. And I feel like Noelle Herseg, our education director, who's been in charge of that this year, is doing a fantastic job finding some really great things to add to the youth zone and really expanding it to be bigger and better than it has in recent years.
You know, it's a big deal if you want to get your kids interested in it. In art in general or see what's out there, to have things that really, you know, are especially more directed at them. I remember many years ago going through some Smithsonians in Washington, D.C., and while we found some of the artwork fabulous, a 6-year-old and 11-year-old were not impressed and wanted to move on. So, I mean, to have all the high-quality artists there, but to have the kids' stuff there, too, really makes it more conducive for entire families to come.
Absolutely, because everybody starts somewhere in their artistic journey, and depending on where you're at age-wise, just there's always different things that hit you differently when it comes to your interest in art, and we always love to make sure that we have something that is accessible but fun also for the kids.
And what else do you have for kids?
Speaking of fun and accessible, we have somebody who has been a festival staple for many years. Bob's Loony Balloons is also back to provide fun balloon animal art to entertain and entertainment for young kids. Bob's Loony Balloons is going to be located on the east end of our building, right near where the Optimist Club will start the chalk walk. So it's a real quick, easy stop to grab an animal balloon, have some fun with Bob and Selma there, and then hop on over to the chalk walk. So it's just going to be really close in and easy to find.
All right. So I know one of the things that people really enjoy is some of the music, some of the other entertainment. You've got the main stage bat, which is, and for some people are confused, the main stage is not out in front. It's actually in the back. Explain all that.
Yes, and it's always funny to me because the main stage, feeling like it's the front facing Harvard, is always the little trick I have to remember when it comes to that. That's the reason why I know people think that. So the main stage is in the back of the building. It's in our food court. And it is going to be the place where anybody who wants to see our musical lineup will want to go stop by, grab a bite to eat, maybe a brew from one of our two beer and wine vendors. We've got Backside Brewing Company and McMiniman's this year. And for the main stage, we've got three different days of acts all weekend long. Starting Friday, June 26th, from 3 to 4:30, we're going to have Cover Culture. We also have 5 to 6:30, Feng Shui is going to take the stage. We've had them here before, and we know them from different shows they've done around town. They always bring the funk, and we're super excited about it. Finally, closing out the show, we have Bang Bang from 7 to 8:30. It's going to be a whole night of funk, which is super exciting. Saturday, we have on June 27th from 3 to 4:30 p.m., we've got Borrowed Time opening up, followed by Isaac Barriger from 5 to 6:30 p.m. And then following up, we have another local staple, amazing group, Melissa Ruth and the Likely Stories from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And that wraps up Saturday.
All right. What about Sunday?
Sunday, we get a little more chill, but not any less fun. On Sunday from 11 to 12:30, Levi Chase Melendez is opening up with some soft acoustic sounds, really nice and relaxed for a lovely start to Sunday morning. And then from 1 to 2:30 to close out the festival, we have Mountaintop Sound. And we are going to be posting some of that stuff on our Facebook page, I believe, at some point today or tomorrow. So anybody who wants a visual look can see. They can also see this lineup alongside the community stage one in the guide, which is linked on the website on our Summer Arts Festival page.
All right, more when we come back in just a moment. Ashley Kluver live from the Arts Center on West Harvard Avenue. We'll talk more about the Summer Arts Festival when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Summer Arts Festival, Friday through Sunday. Ashley Kluber at Umpqua Valley Arts and West Harvard Avenue in the midst of unveiling some of the entertainment. We talked about the main stage. What else is going on the community stage?
Oh, we've got lots of really great things going on. First, we have Douglas County Fiddlers, and they kind of, I believe, are starting on the main stage around 1 o'clock on Friday, but they're actually also going to do a little wandering. So they're going to go meander to some shady spots into the trees to provide some lovely music for the beginning of the festival during a day when it's a little bit calmer, but just a little something to kind of keep the art vendor area kind of really lively and feeling upbeat. And then the next day, we've got a good slew of performances on Saturday, June 27th. 3 p.m., UACT is going to be doing a musical montage. They always do these lovely performances where it's just little snippets of some of the different scenes that you might be able to catch at the different musicals over at UACT from the talented actors and actresses here in Roseburg. After that, at 2 p.m., we have Heather and Rose Country Dancers. And then at 4 p.m., we have Perpetual Motion Belly Dancers. So some great dance acts on Saturday. On Saturday there. And then Sunday, June 28th, I've got 11 a.m. Folk Indie Bob is going to open the day for us, some musical acts there. And then at 12:30, UACT takes the stage again for Frozen. They're going to perform a little bit of the play that they've done with the Frozen based off the movie. And then at 2 p.m., we have the Klezmonauts closing out festival on the community stage there. So some pretty fun, cool local acts that are going to go on alongside everything else going on the main stage. So I always remind people, don't forget to stop by and check out some of those performances, because a lot of them, especially the dancers, put in a lot of hard work to choreograph, plan, and prepare. And they would love to have you kind of come and see them perform.
And, of course, the UAC people doing Frozen as their summer musicals starting into next month, I think about the 23rd of July. So they are getting ready for it. So you'll be able to kind of see the preview of some of that if you check that out. So a lot of things are going on during the Arts Festival. What else should people know about?
Our food court is going to be full of great offerings from food to beverage to everything beyond. We always have a lot of great local businesses pop up and want to come and support the festival and feed everybody for a good fueled weekend. For food trucks, we have China Station Concessions that does egg rolls, fried rice, noodles, bubble tea, milk, and more. Rolling Thunder Barbecue comes back with barbecue creations like pulled pork sandwiches, nachos, snacks, and more. And then we have Grub Slingers also. Some people know Grub Slingers too. Have some good soulful-esque hearty foods like fry bread tacos, walking tacos, loaded fries, and sweet tea and lemonade. Then we also have King's Concessions. They do high roller wraps, rice bowls, and drinks. They tend to be a less fried option that we like to have at festivals, so it's good to have them back. And then Homemade Fried Bread gets you the good old homemade fried bread elephant ears, which a lot of people enjoy. They're always delicious. Some funnel cakes, giant curly fries, and corn dogs. Everything you want in a festival in one stop. New to the festival this year, we have Granny's Mini Hut. A lot of people really enjoy this really classic Roseburg food truck, myself included. We're going to be getting some good old-fashioned burgers from them, hot dogs, grilled cheese, and tavern fries on the side as options. And then you can't have all this food without drink. All these vendors have beverages as well, but for beverage specialties, we have River Blends Coffee coming back. They've got espresso drinks, smoothies, Italian sodas, and more. They also are going to have breakfast pastries. They're great any time of the day, and they will have snow cones, which you mentioned the weather earlier, Kyle. I think it's going to be a little cool, but it's never going to be quite that cold around this time of year. Not too cold anyways for a snow cone.
No, and
so there's that. And then Best Lemonade in Town, another local favorite, is coming with iced blended specialty lemonades topped with special treats. With Red Bull, Italian sodas, and flavored teas. And then, of course, I mentioned before, for brew and wine, we've got Backside Brewing. They're doing beer, wine, and non-alcoholic beverages sold by the glass, and McMiniman's, a neighborhood classic, who has been coming in, being part of festival for years, are going to be coming back as well.
So a lot of different food options. There are many things you don't normally get during the rest of the year. If you're a little worried about calories, if you walk around the festival long enough, you'll mitigate that.
Absolutely. And with the entry of the festival being so low at just $5, you get $5 for all that entertainment. No matter which day you come, you get to chill out and get to try out all those foods and all the different activities and just kind of have a good old time. So you definitely get your steps in.
Now you are doing something new for the festival anyway, and it's something that's really becoming more of kind of a normal thing for folks, and that is providing a way for people to do their entry cost, just the $5, but to deal with that online ahead of time.
Yes, we're very excited about this. Alongside our new fencing option that we've gone with this year, we've also worked with a company to help us with our ticketing. And part of what they provide for us is the option to buy tickets online. If you go to our website, to the Summer Arts Festival webpage on the website, there's a note there where there's a button that says buy your tickets. There's also a link to the guide if anybody wants to hear everything that I just listed and be able to read at their own pace instead of my faster pace. They can also check out the guide there. But the Buy Tickets Today button takes you to a link where you can buy an e-ticket for the event. And the benefit to that is you won't have to fumble with cards and cash at the entry. You just show your online purchase ticket, and then we are able to have our ticket taker scan it, and then you get entry into the festival. It makes it super-duper easy. Full disclosure, there is a 75-cent processing fee that's included on that, but it's very nominal when you think about, like, it could be, you know, up to $5. Thankfully, it's not that, but $5.75, and you'll be able to secure your ticket ahead of time. We're very excited about it, and we definitely hope that it helps some people kind of make for an easier and faster entrance into the festival.
Well, over the years, one of the things about this event, if people have attended, and they may not realize it maybe initially, is the fact that it pulls so many people from outside of the area, the whole greater Douglas County area, but even well beyond, to come check this out. And that's folks that are all spending time in Roseburg and maybe more than a day.
Absolutely. And so just to make things easier, the buying the tickets and stuff like that is there for them. But we do get a lot of visitors from a lot of different areas. Douglas County itself is so large and encompasses so many different parts of Central Southern Oregon that we do get quite a few visitors to the grounds. And so it's always a really great, fun gathering to celebrate the arts and just kick off summer in general. And we're just very excited about it. And we get people from all walks of life, too. So it's always cool to talk and see who comes in and where they come from.
Now, if people aren't out on the west side of town a lot, they might not know the parking situation. Explain how all that works.
Absolutely. So we have two parking areas, one on the east side of the building. If you are at all familiar with Fir Grove Park and the soccer fields, there is a long parking lot that follows along there on either side of Stewart Park Drive. That is open parking, and everybody is welcome to use that. You are also welcome to use parking at the west end of our building. If anybody's familiar with the Roseburg National Cemetery, there is a long parking lot there that you are welcome to park in. Just note that we do have some vendors who might be parking further down the line, but there should be plenty of parking throughout the event for everybody. And I know some people will sometimes, if they're able to and don't mind the extra steps, they'll go and park across the Stewart Park Bridge over near where the discus golf kind of starts by the park trail. And that is also a little bit further away, but it's also pretty close. And that would be another good option. And then for anybody who has handicap needs, we do have handicap parking available.
And you've got some parking there along the west side of Fir Grove School as well.
Yes. So when I mentioned the parking along the soccer fields, there's parking on either side of Stewart Park Drive. It included that lot. So correct. That is available.
All right. And some people take that opportunity, just like they do with some of the other events around the park, to actually walk or ride their bike or things like that.
Absolutely. Anything outside of the festival grounds, there's plenty of opportunity to go walking, biking, and do all sorts of fun things. So if somebody's coming from out of town, definitely making a day of it. Come see the festival, come chill out, and then go enjoy a walk or ride through the park. I will say, mentioning bikes, there's a couple of little things I should probably mention about festival there, just some reminders to the community. On our grounds, we have some limitations of things we do and do not accept. Of course, motorized vehicles, and I mentioned the bikes. You know, if anybody's pushing a bike through, that's one thing, just no riding bikes through the festival grounds. But I also want to remind everybody that we do not allow pets and no smoking and vaping is allowed in the grounds. If you're planning on coming and you might have a little furry friend with you, please, we recommend please leaving them at home. The weather's going to be cool this weekend, but sometimes in Oregon, the weather can change pretty fast, so we don't want any pets in cars. And we do not allow pets or emotional support animals, because emotional support animals are not service animals, into the grounds. Only service animals are allowed on the grounds.
All right, so a lot going on there. How many folks do you have involved with making the festival happen?
Oh, goodness. It's definitely well over 100, and that does include our very small but mighty team. So UVA operates year-round on a small staff of roughly about 5 people on average, depending. That's, you know, it varies depending on the part-time versus full-time status of some of those employees. But we are a very small staff, and so pulling an event like this really takes a lot. We have over 100 volunteers who come and help with the festival. This year we've had a lot of great people really step up to help support different areas of the event. If you want to volunteer, it's not too late, by the way. We still got lots of help needed for teardown and setup and some things, select jobs in the festival. So if you want to volunteer, please feel free to give us a call. Today, tomorrow, we should have somebody at the front desk willing and able to help you. Her name's Lori. She's our volunteer coordinator, and she'll be able to help get you set up. But we could not do this without those over 100 volunteers, and we are grateful for every single one, along with our sponsors who help cover certain costs to make this festival happen.
All right, it's happening Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Umpqua Valley Arts Festival. Ashley, what's the website if people want to find out more?
www.uvarts.com. If you navigate with the menu at the top, there's a tab for Summer Arts Festival, and if you click it, you'll get everything you need.
All right, Ashley, we'll see you out there. Thanks for being on.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
1259 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. It's presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.